I heard that yesterday there was a very nice meeting at Yeshivat Chaverim. It is forbidden for me to attend the Yeshivat Chaverim, because it is a Yeshivat Chaverim, the meeting of friends where all are equal. You can't accept me as equal, therefore I'll corrupt the unity that has to be achieved at such gatherings. For this reason, I'm absent. But I've heard that it was very emotional, that people cried, that people are starting to feel that the unity amongst us gives a different level of sensation, of vitality. And this is the difference between this world and the spiritual world, the next world. Someone has a lot of noise in his earpiece, not necessarily you, but someone on that side. So bring down the level of your earpiece and both earphones down to the minimum so you will not disturb your neighbor. So the difference is between this world and the next world. Either I feel reality in my body, my corporeal body, in my five openings, vision, hearing, taste, smell, and taction with my five sensors, by which I get a picture of the world, a picture of reality. I feel myself and feel the environment. This is our whole life. This is all our world. Or I start feeling a reality outside of me. Not what enters the five senses, the five beastly bodily senses of mine, because according to my body, I'm a beast, I'm the living degree. But I start rising to the degree of the speaking. And the degree of the speaking, Bala Sulam tells us that the difference between the living and the speaking is the feeling of the others, where I can develop the sensation of feeling the others. As a result of having envy, hatred, self-respect with respect to the others, I wish to use the society, I want to be more than anyone else, I envy what others have, although I don't need it, but I saw someone has something I wanted to, although I didn't want it before, meaning that by having a feeling of the others from nature, egoistic feeling of others, negative one. If I'll change it, I can invert it into a positive sensation. What does it mean, positive? That all that he wants, I'll also want from the good things. And it's not that it will come at his expense, but I'll have additional desires. This is how a man looks at society, looks at others, and can purchase from them additional good qualities, and by this advance. A beast doesn't advance. The same way it was born, it lives by its instincts that nature provides it with. It can live this way its whole life. Like it says that a small calf is exactly like a grown-up cow. After a few days, that calf already is on his feet. He knows what to eat, what not to eat, what's healthy, what isn't. And he knows how to take care of himself. And he only becomes stronger. But the mind stays the same mind. He has all from nature. However, man, if he does not develop by acquiring from society qualities, wisdom, he is incapable of anything. Meaning, on the one hand, if we do not connect to society, we're worse, we're more stupid, we're weaker than animals. And on the other hand, if we connect to society and we take from society new desires, new qualities, then we become much greater than the living degree. And we see this from our world, that this is how it is, and therefore it's extremely important in what society is a person in. What society does he have to enter? Like we know, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are, because man learns from the environment. The environment actually builds them. And we know it on our children, how important it is for us to give them a good environment as they grow up, as they're in the... As they mature. But in spirituality, it's many times more important. Because in this world, somehow I'll get along on the living degree or on the speaking degree, the degree of man. I'll live. Even if you forget some child in the forest and he grows among the animals and he lives, he becomes like an animal. But when I talk about spiritual life, I'm not in them. I'm not in the spiritual world. I don't know what it is. I have some kind of an urge for it, to search. Why am I living? Where does my life come from? Who gave them to me? Where was I born? What's happening to me after I die? But these questions, they're merely questions. The spiritual world is concealed from us. And if I will not reach to develop a sense for it, it will remain concealed, and I will remain on the degree of man in this world. I can be wise, I can be developed, extremely developed, I can be very sensitive, I can be a musician, an artist, I can be a scientist, I could be very bright, but I'll remain on this degree, a person in this world. But what is the sense? What is the sense with which I will feel the spiritual world? The other half of reality that is concealed from us. We work in this world, we do different things, indeed, with our hands and thought, with our desire. It said that desire and will, they work in this world, that desire and thought work in this world, and even more. The desires pass from person to person. Suddenly the others want it. We feel that we're interconnected. We influence each other. And many things in our world happen suddenly, as if there is an additional part of reality, like I sense, and another half of it which is concealed. And what I do, the way I act, I work, it as if passes through the other half of reality and returns to me. And I do not feel this circle. Therefore, many things in the world happen for me suddenly, incidentally, and there are no incidents in nature, as we learn, at least from what we discover in nature, from the still vegetative inanimate, usually. We see there is no incident. Everything is calculated, everything is organized and arranged, everything has a cause and as a result from it, etc. Meaning that there are additional forces, additional ties in the world that work, and I don't know them. I'm not aware of them. And also upon myself, I don't know where am I before birth and where do I go after death. I simply don't even know what's going to happen in a second. None of us know what's going to happen in the next moment. No one. There's another world, an additional world, other concealed half of reality. We have that feeling. Also, we understand from research that we perceive reality in a very limited fashion. 3D, according to time, place, cause and consequence, extremely defined matters, which even in technique, even in astronomy, and what we already begin in quantum physics, and we're starting to approach extremely large distances or extremely small distances, what happens behind matter, the forces working behind matter, we discover that there is something hidden, concealed, which works according to completely different laws. Suddenly, there's no time. Suddenly, place can get a completely different form or disappear altogether if there's no time. If the speed is as fast as the speed of light, everything shrinks down together. Meaning things, and also in the micro, if we get into the micro world, there also two things could be opposite to each other and also together. One particle could exist in two places at the very same time. We don't understand this. Only according to formulas we see that this is how it is. But how is it possible? How is it possible that some one particle could both be as a wave and also as a particle of matter? There are things that we do not perceive. Meaning, what do I want to say from all these examples? There is something that exists in addition outside our bodily, beastly senses. Meaning that we're lacking an additional sense, maybe a few senses, in order to feel, to sense the whole reality. And for the time being, the way it is, we perceive partial reality. This whole reality, how do we acquire it? We acquire it according to that very same rule as we acquire additional desires which I do not have from birth in this world. If I get into a society, and in this society has values that I did not have, and I'm in them, then I acquire the desire from them. Therefore, it says, buy yourself a friend. Why buy? I'm paying him. No, to buy a friend means to connect with him and to buy from him, receive from him his desires, his values. And then you accordingly grow immediately. To the extent to which you have greater desires, to the very same extent can you grow. And here, like I said, in this world that we acquire the new desires, the new good desires, we can acquire them from the correct, proper environment. But we have, in addition, the ability to buy new desires, new values from the spiritual environment. The spiritual environment is not necessarily the environment which yearns for spirituality, and there are many such which yearn for spirituality. They imagine for themselves, they depict spirituality in different forms. But the spiritual society means that it truly cares to acquire a new desire which does not exist in this world. What is this desire? This desire is a desire that exists outside of man, because all of our desires are within us, within man, and all desires are in order to acquire, to absorb, to achieve, to connect to myself. And this way, we're extremely limited. We can only perceive what exists or what enters into our senses. However, if I will get such an ability to sense that which exists outside of me in the very same way in which I live now within my desires, where I absorb, and I can live within my desires existing outside of me, then I'll no longer be dependent on the corporeal body. The body can even die. if my desires do not belong to this flesh, where through the flesh, ears, eyes, taction, I perceive everything, but I will perceive, my eye shall perceive outside of me what happens, then I live even without a body. I'll feel things that do not clothe in body. And this is truly called spirituality, which does not clothe in corporeal body. Man can switch bodies, he can exist without a body, and he feels the reality existing outside of him the very same way as a person dies, but the world, it continues to exist. If he will identify himself with the world, if he'll connect with the world outside of his body, then he continues to live in this feeling, the perception of reality.
And this is what we need to purchase, to acquire this ability. How do we do it? Wisdom of Kabbalah says about that what it is called Kabbalah, reception. How to receive the other part of reality that is outside of my body. By connecting, by the fact that I will connect with others. What does it mean that I feel something outside of myself? Something that is outside of myself means that I exit my body in my desires, in my thoughts, in my concerns, in all my concentration and my attention, and I enter into other people who, whatever they feel, I don't care what they feel, I don't really care what they think, I don't care what they want. The main thing for me is to exit of myself into them. If I exit into them, they could be very small, they could be far less than I am in perception, in recognition, in desires. It doesn't matter. What matters is that I manage to exit out of myself, and then I perceive through them what is outside of myself. And what is outside of me is only the Creator. Why Creator? Because there is nothing outside of myself and Him, nothing in reality. And what it seems to be like there are other people, He arranged them for me so that I will have the ability to exit myself and sense Him. And this is the wisdom of Kabbalah, who through that way, in such way, enable me to get recognition, sensation of the Creator. We all feel the world seemingly as a complete world outside of me, but if I could exit myself and sense this world, this is what it means that I need to connect to them, that I give them, I bestow on them, I care for them, same as I bestow and care for myself. If I could connect to others in the same way, then they become as my body. And then within them, within that care, within that tendency towards them, within that love towards them, when I exit myself, there I grasp the kli where I reveal the Creator. I made that kli. It is my desire to exit to everyone else. It only become out of my try to get out of myself. This kli called Shechina, from the word of Shochen, that within that kli, the Creator Shochen reside. As if the Creator reside in the Shechina. We can tell about this reality that going from egoistic perception to external to myself perception, in many, many ways. Kabbalists describe it in many, many articles. And also myself, when I talk about it, I never know exactly how will I be able to express it. Rather, I feel the general desire that's in front of me, and accordingly, the words coming out and the way in which I explain it. And now, we are at a very special time that not only those who have the urge that are given from above, the urge to search this additional reality is a question of why am I living for, what is the purpose of my life, rather all the people in the world starting to receive kind of a push to exit out of themselves outwardly. They don't know it. We received it in a positive way. We're yearning for something ahead. We want to know what is actually the purpose of life. But people who don't have the dot in the heart, that desire to know who is the upper force, what is happening with me, what am I living for, these people receive the same urge, but in a different way, according to their degree. To move them, it is possible by if they feel bad in their corporeal life. We feel bad because we're lacking something ahead, something spiritual. And it is according to the desire that awakens in us. And in them, according to their degree, according to their souls, they cannot yearn for recognition of godliness. Hence, they are pushed to it by suffering in this world. But the same question would awaken in them, what am I living for? Just that it would awaken in them out of feeling bad. Lack of income, lack of health, lack of security, and so on. Such deficiencies that the average person in the world would feel. And we have to relate to them as to a person that faced the same godly revelation as we have. Meaning to tell them how to come out of this trouble that they're feeling, this suffering. So it is the same style as ours, just in a more common, simple way. We have to explain to them also, as they reveal from their suffering, their troubles, that the world is round, and this trouble, suffering that reveals to everyone, reveal all around the world. We don't have that situation. If the whole world would yearn for the Creator, how easy would it have been for us? We come to some St. Louis, and everyone in St. Louis along with us here, and all around the world understand that this is the important thing. There's no such thing. But for them, it will reveal in such way, according to the blows, they will reveal where it comes from the lack of connection between them. For us, we have to work on it. Do we really need a contact between us? Can we truly attain spirituality by it? And for them, it would be much clearer. Therefore, on the one hand, we will have to teach them. On the other hand, we have something to learn from them. It's still ahead of us, all of these stages, but we'll go through it in the next few months. However, the path to attain the Creator, perceive the Creator, is similar. Both ours and also this wide audience of 6-7 billion people. Their path is similar, that we must actually exit ourselves in order to reveal that force of nature or Elohim. In connection with Him, we attain the goal. I don't want that goal in the meantime. I don't have a true deficiency for it, alone those people in the street who feel bad, suffering, they feel the crisis that they go through. But we have to tell everybody that the final deed is the initial thought. That everything that is happening with us here in this world and the world itself and this universe, the way it was created from the Big Bang about 15 million years ago, and all the 15 billion years ago, and all the process it's been through, and formation of life on earth, still vegetative and animate, and speaking, and man. All of these things have one purpose. And the purpose is that a person in this world, out of his own accord, will reveal godliness, this one upper force, and will be like it. Hence, if we would like to reach the goal quickly and not to spin around searching all kind of things like, you know, Brown movement, just molecules wandering in the air out of collision with all kind of other particles in there, rather to walk in an aimed manner, it is worth a while grasp the goal up front, even artificially, of course artificially, for the meantime, if we hold it in front of us and yearn to it, and to try it every moment, every question, every answer, every desire, every thought, every deed, to take that final goal as the goal, and towards it we're walking. Then for sure, each and every step of ours, if it is aimed in such way, will be in the shortest, straightest way. About that, Baal HaSulam writes in a letter in page Samach Dalet in his letters in Pri Chacham, Fruit of the Wise, that in all our tendencies it should be the following. Israel, which is Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator. Isra is straight, direct. Kel is Elohim, is the Creator, Boe. So Israel must come to the goal, which is the Creator, and by many actions along the path when it comes to Him, whereby all of these actions are happening by Torah. Torah is equal O, light, by the light. That if I aim myself to come close to the Creator by the force of the light, by the force of bestowal that illuminates from Him, I yearn to Him. This is my desire, my yearning. And then when I yearn to Him in the following manner, then come to Him from me, to me from Him, the force of the light. And then my desire, even though it is an egoistic one, go through a correction by the light. How shall I write correction like that? Tikkun? Tikkun is a correction. or with why.
Yes, correct. Beseder.
This is what is called the delight in it, in the Torah, that is, returns him, repents, and make my ego a desire, turn my ego into a desire to receive. And that is how we have to aim ourselves each and every time in our thoughts and our deeds, and that's how we will advance. But what are the actions that I am aiming myself to the goal, or you could say that I first of all perceive the goal, and then I'm talking about myself, and only the third aspect is when I'm intending, aiming to the light, for the light to correct me. And this is how it is in everything I'm doing in life. In such way, it is for sure we will come to whatever the whole of humanity have to come to. This is what our book, Shamati, is talking about.
This book came out in English, you know it, whoever doesn't know it, I deeply, deeply, deeply recommend it. In this book tells us about all of man's inner work, how to build within myself. I find in this book how to build the sixth sense within myself. If I perceive in five senses, if in my five senses, I perceive the world, I perceive it from within, within my body. And then, it's called this world.
This world.
But, if by these instructions I start perceiving whatever is outside of me, outside my body, I perceive this upper world. And for this reason, this book is extremely important. I would like to tell you a few more rules about this path, about the purchasing or acquiring the sixth sense. How to buy the sixth sense? The sense that comes outside of a person, where a person feels what exists outside of him and lives in it. And outside of man, what he perceives is the Creator. As we say, it comes from the words bo'ure, come and see. Come out of yourself, and there you will see me. You will feel what exists outside your beast. So, let's try and go over
a
few articles from the Shamati. And we've always learned these articles here and there in different opportunities. But what is important in our times is that we can no longer detach ourselves, neither from the group, this is how it always was, but also from humanity in large. Meaning that to this day, conditions changed, both for the world and also for us. It's no longer possible where if I come outside of myself and I do it only with respect to my small group and the rest of the world doesn't exist. This is how it was. But today, we're in a completely different reality, completely different situation. Today, the whole world is like a group. If it becomes round as a small village, all as one body, although they're not aware of it yet, and we also do not feel it, doesn't matter. It's completely irrelevant. We must accept this reality as one. If the Creator reveals to us the world, reveals to us the world this way, it is a sign that today we needn't to reveal or discover the I within the group. And for it to be sufficient, but I have to discover myself and the group and the world. Inside the whole world. Because this means that all are revealed as one system, meaning it's not enough for us, both those that yearn today, that continue yearning to discover divinity, as we've said, Israel, Oraita, and Kucha Brichu are one. Here it's the Creator, and here it's each and every one. Then through the group today is the world. The group to this day is the whole world. And I must take this into consideration. It's not enough for me to come out of myself into the group and love friends. Along with the group, I have to connect with the group and come out into the rest of the world. And this will change the whole process for us. And moreover, I'd say that the same as a person, prepares himself in order to be ready to connect with a group, and he doesn't immediately agree to it, but because he has no other choice, barely to connect, come out of myself, love the others, it's extremely hard and complicated. We together, we achieved this throughout some years in order to reach a point where now we can yearn for a connection with the world. And now we'll have to learn additions to what we already learned as to how to do it. On the one hand, it's tremendous help because now we get from the world a deficiency. The world feels itself empty. It is as if we'll demand from us. They don't understand that we have it, but it doesn't matter. We'll feel the great deficiency around us, like a man that he leaves his home in the morning to earn his livelihood, to bring back to the family. This is how we'll feel, that we're obliged, that we have to connect to the world and to bring them from above, from the Creator, this light, this support, this process that they have to undergo. So the relation to us from the world will feel it. Although they won't understand that it's connected and tied to us, this will come later. We'll feel this later in more advanced stages, as tells us, as the prophets, as it says about the prophets, that they'll come to Israel. And Israel is not someplace out there. Israel is meaning those who are in a tighter connection with the Creator, and to demand of them, like, what's happening? Why isn't there an advancement? Why is the world so empty? This later. But for the time being, we'll nonetheless feel the support from them in a negative form, the demand to supply them with it, and also feel that we have what and how to give them in a positive way. And then we will, when we will achieve this, all in all, it will push us forward, each one through the group, through the world, to the Creator. So, therefore, all these articles that we learn about in the Shamati, Baal HaSulam, he didn't write them, he spoke them. And my teacher, the Rabash, he already wrote from the hearing. So he still spoke in a form of man and group. But we must understand today, both the group and the world, they become one and the same. Today the world becomes the group for each and every one. And we have to feel ourselves as the internal group in order to serve, in order to cause the advancement to the world. What we said up till now, is it clear? If there are any questions, then please, let's continue. But please, to the point, what we're talking about, not to deviate from the path. Stro, can you hear this? On this condition? No problem. Because usually he likes to, you know, like space out a bit. Yeah?
If I'm with my body, I'm dying. If I'm with the wolf, if I'm dying.
True, okay, correct. Instead of asking how do we advance to the group, the Creator, and to the group, to the world, and the Creator, he's asking if I'll die, or when I die, what will happen. I know him well. No. That's it. Please, sit down.
The fiance. If I form connection with one friend, how can I check that this is right? What is the method to check this connection quickly? Please explain me to verify this connection quickly.
Oh, our friend from France is asking to the point. Precisely about this, we'll talk in the Shamati articles.
Ot.
Who else?
Please, does our work in the group in B'nai Baruch help to awake the point in the heart in the other people in the world to accelerate the awakening, the point in the heart in them?
The truth is that every man has a point in his heart, because all of us are parts of one soul, and whether we want it or not, we're tied in this soul. Besides this one reality called the Malchut of Ein Sof, and we are parts of it. It is one desire. It is Malchut of Ein Sof, of infinity. And we, all of this is one desire. It is one big, great desire. And this desire divides into plenty of small desires. That are called souls. The these small desires. These souls, these small desires, they undergo a process of corp realization. They become cruder, more coarse. They lose the quality of bestowal, each and every part of these desires. They divide all these desires into many, many parts. Each and every part becomes more and more coarse. It distances from the will to bestow, and it wants to bestow less and less and less and less, till altogether it wants only to receive. When it undergoes within itself this process called corporealization, it means that it comes down from the world of insult. And when it becomes from the will to bestow altogether into the will to receive, it means that it falls from all the five worlds,
five spiritual worlds, to this world. But nothing changed, meaning each one of us is seemingly slowly, slowly losing consciousness of where he is, less and less and less and less, until it is concealed of him in what reality is at. And this sensation is what called this world. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is called a dream. Just like when a person is sleeping, and when later on we are waking up and coming to the spiritual world, it is called we were as dreamers. We see that we're in complete lack of consciousness, like in a dream, sleeping. But what I want to say, we are in the same place, in the same connection between us, in this general nature. This general nature called Boy, that he is treating us. We either as a drop of semen, or as a fetus, or less developed, or more developed. He is still caring for us. He closes us, enclosing us. And his influence on us, his care, is constant. And all
good.
This is something we need to take into account, that all the worlds are within me. It is concealment of the same state I once lived. I was unconscious once, and when I started to waking up, it's like, oh, in some reality, I start opening my eyes, where am I? In some room, something light, white, some light. Suddenly I identify people around me, they're looking at me, they're talking but I cannot hear. Then I started hearing, then I started smelling, sensing, responding. This is a person who's awakened. I'm telling you of what I've been through. It is very, very similar to how we are awakening in spirituality from this world, from this lack of consciousness. But if we, in tendency towards it, in longing for it, in desire for it, then it helps us greatly to awake. You know, sometimes a person is in such a state that if he closes his eyes, he loses consciousness. So they shake and say, "Come, wake up, look at me." They don't let him to disconnect from reality. This is how we have to awake one another, not to disconnect from the spiritual reality, all the time to live in like sensing it as much as possible, to enter it, not to forget and not to fall into this world and just be here in this lack of consciousness in all these things that are here.
This is the force of the group. This is the force of the world. Out of lack of hope, of choice, the Creator awakens us to that state with blows. When you have no choice, lack of security, war, being thrown out of work, the family is suffering, don't know what's going to happen, general fear. Maybe it won't be that bad, but everyone is talking about it. Everyone is scared of it. No one knows what's going to happen. Those things are coming as assistance. It's called Karuz. The Creator calls us to turn to the goal finally, to exit this state, this low, bad state.
Please. Can you hear me? Okay. If all of this is my perception of my reality, all these people in this room, and you said earlier that when we exit ourselves, we find that into spirituality, that it's just me and the Creator, and each person does that, do we not really exist as I perceive it here? In other words, if it's just me and the Creator, and everybody's just me and the Creator, then do not all these people exist?
If it was man, I would send him to sit in his place. But since you are a woman, I would answer you. We are unable at this stage to talk about it. Because whatever we're going to talk will appear as unrealistic things. We only feel one part of reality. Until we will feel the other part of reality, we will have a problem. Nothing is disappearing. Our five senses remain. Until I will not rise in my perception, this is the correct reality, yeah? This is what is in Ein Sof, infinity. And this is what is in me now when I'm sitting. I need to go through when I'm sleeping. I need to go through five worlds, 5 degrees of awakening, clearing the senses, sensation to open up, that all the impressions would enter my character desires. And until I have not reached that final goal to degree of 125 out of the zero, there are 5 degrees times 5, and there are 5 worlds, altogether 125 degrees, rungs of the ladder. Until I have not come to the final degree, I will remain in my desire, in my basic desire, which is called guf, body, my living, bestial organ body. And it does not exist, this body. Rather, I imagine it to myself, like in a computer. We depict out of the Shimo our desires in the matter of our body. 613 desires are depicted in me in the lower degree, lowest degree, as my body. And that would remain, and that has to be, because along the path, when we're going from one state to another, there are steps here. Says, when I ascend from one step to the next, along the path, when I'm going through a state, I'm losing totally, completely the previous degree, the previous step. Meaning, if here a complete parzuf, 10 spherot of a spiritual parzuf, I am moving to the next degree, I have a new parzuf. A new parzuf is new 10 spherot. And between parzuf to another parzuf, there is a complete stop, complete losing of what a person had previously. He's doing like an upgrade, renewing all his perception in the new degree. And when he's changing that perception, the whole spiritual world is lost of him. His whole previous degree completely get lost, and he's still not in the new degree. He's still not, has not been acquired yet. And that stop between those, that gap between those two degrees, it is what sense it is a bestial body. Therefore, we must remain in that sensation that we have a body. But this sensation, it is also sensation of our desires and nothing further. Not only that they depict to us our reality as if we are in the body. It is all in all, it is a connection of vectors, of forces, like in a computer screen. This is how we, in that back part of the brain, we have a screen, and over it we describe ourselves. We feel this world and our body and all that's around it. And this sensation must be, as long as we go from one degree to another degree to another degree, but in between the different degrees, we fall to sensation of this world alone. As if between each degree, I become like a beast, neto, like an animal alone. And when we finish all the degrees and we go to 125, then there is no need anymore of this lowest degree, and that also ascend and join into the world of Ein Sof, and then the reality of this world disappears. You're like begging people. I know for a long time
about the light that corrects us during the lesson. As a woman, during the lesson, what has to be my desire for? The Creator?
No. We now in a mutual lesson, and we're not asking about men and women. Okay? We have, according to the timetable, I think we have today, yeah? Lesson for the women. Yeah? Ask there about women's question. Now we're all together. It is not right to divide it now. Why the poor men have to cope with us talking only about women?
Norma.
Anyone to translate? Norma, a friend from Mexico, a very old, dedicated friend. She wanted to ask.
Yo quería regresar al dibujo de usted hace un momento sobre yo, el grupo y el mundo.
She wanted to ask about this drawing you did about I, the group, and the world. Yes.
Lo que ocurre es que últimamente hasta ahorita la gente sabe que yo estudio Kabbalah, me refiero a la gente, me refiero a mis amistades y a toda mi familia.
Lately, relatives from the family and friends who knows that she studies Kabbalah.
Y ellos vienen y me platican sus problemas y siempre yo no sé qué decirles porque hasta ahora yo no sabía cómo qué decirles. Me vienen, me platican y yo me siento totalmente incapaz de decirles lo que sea, ¿no?
Since she studied Kabbalah, they come and to ask her what can they do to advance in life. And they have so many expectations and she doesn't know what to answer.
Ahora sí entiendo muy bien lo que usted quiere decir, pero ¿qué les puedo decir? ¿Qué actitud tengo que tomar ahora?
She understands what you explained, but she doesn't know how to pass it on. Do you have some recommendation of what can she do? I understand her. And I did suffer from it also for many years, out of the inability to explain it, even to my own students, what I feel and how we need to advance in spirituality. It's called like birth labor pains, like a woman who is in labor pain and still cannot bring out what's inside of her. This is how the wisdom of Kabbalah describes it to us. So a person wants to give birth to the world, what he is sensing, what is pushing. It is a new thing. It is also called birth. He is suffering from that. I hope that these things will now be clarified, clearer, because the world starts to become, as I drawn earlier, the world starts to come to us with its questions, with inquiries. You say that your relatives already coming to you with a question. The world has not come to us with questions yet. It's not even aimed itself to us. But we will sense the world asking, and these questions are aimed at us. And that will help us very quickly and will assist us to come to a correct and good explanation. We still have to see ourselves not as separated from the world, because the world requires a system on how to go through a nice process, and we must bring it the system of correction, because if it wasn't through it, it wouldn't. They will suffer, because I know many people who study with me with Rabash,
and they did not advance. So if it wasn't for the world, we wouldn't have advanced. So these people that studied by the Rabash, they did not advance in dissemination and their realization in the world. 20 years went by from the time that we've separated, and recently, also, there were a few such meetings and phone calls. They have nothing to do. They feel themselves as unrealized, as not acting in anything and not advancing. It is as if you do not procreate children. You don't grow. You remain yourself as a baby, as a big baby. But the children that you beget, they make a parent out of you. It is the very same. We will advance if we will disseminate this world to the world, this wisdom to the world. This is the reason for which I warn each and every one of you. We're making different meetings here, summits, workshops, in order to get organized, in order to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. Whoever will not participate in it will personally not advance, and it's a shame. It'll simply be a loss. If I've advanced in my life outside of what I've learned with the Rabash, it is only since I cared of passing the material on. And all my time, all my hours, I'm thinking about how to do it even better. So please, let's try and find all ways and all languages for all kinds of people. And we'll achieve it because, again, today there is a demand coming from them, and if we'll work according to the demand, as it says, educate a lad according to his own ways, we will feel their questions, and we'll feel the way in which it is possible to explain to them. Then this way we advance ourselves, because we need their desire in order to advance ourselves. We don't have a sufficient desire. Like a person needs the desire of the group in order to feel the Creator there, today it's no longer sufficient. Today the Creator says, you want to feel me, you want to discover me, please. This is the Kli. And he discovers, he unfolds the Kli of the whole world before us, of all of humanity. If once I sat with the Rabash, four eyes, just the two of us, and we even drew far from that place where the group was. We used to go for 2 days. Always we used to go once a week for 2 days to some place in the city of Tiberias. We had this deserted house there, small house where we used to be together 2 days a week. And we used to sit, and he said, oh, now we're in a group. Why in a group? Because we're two. The minuscence of a group are two. Two are not one. Now each one can come out into the other. In the beginning, I didn't understand, what does he mean, group? Till I started feeling that truly whoever is in front of you, even if it's one, it's enough. Today it's no longer sufficient. Today we need the whole world, because it is the condition that he reveals to us, the Creator. Therefore, on the one hand, it's as if it gives us a hard time, and on the other hand, it extremely eases the work, because it's one big, great Kli, it's tremendous desire, and also small. They don't want a lot. They don't want recognition, understanding, like Strokin is asking there about some wisdom, perception of reality, or our friend here, and other women. No. They're asking in simplicity, but this desire, since it is a great desire, according to the pyramid that takes place, how much rocks, how many rocks do we have in all of the universe? An infinite amount of ton of rock compared with the weight of man in this world, on Earth. You can't even compare it. The very same way the great desire of these masses of humanity is compared with our desire. It is huge. But it is very thin in height. And this is what has to help us very quickly to come out from the inside out. Because this desire surrounds us, it will demand us, it constantly aims us for the goal. It's like you have many small children and they're all yelling and you have no place to escape to. We'll feel it. And I expect this sensation, this feeling, because alongside with the deficiency that we'll feel, it will also bring us support from the Creator. We'll be able to come out of ourselves and then immediately we'll discover it. Meaning that as much as we'll want to serve the world to this very extent, we'll be given the opportunity to do it. So this is the extent to which he'll advance us. So we'll know how to bring it to the others.
Strength and health. The mission which you carry is very unique. And I didn't sleep well last night.
Sorry, repeat please.
I would like to wish you a lot of strength and health. The mission which you carry is very unique. Even if that's my wish is the greatest behind the scenes. I didn't sleep well last night, not because of a lot of vodka, because I realized that humanity left only 231 years to correct themselves. And if you compare this with the goal which we need to achieve, I don't think it's nearly possible. And even my grandson can be affected of this. And I start thinking, what if in near future the humanity will discover new source of energy, which dramatically will restructure all economy, bring a lot of job and prosperity and food? Is the Kabbalah will have a dramatic setback, or it will be part of correction because of our involvement? Thank you.
Uh,
Thank you for the great appreciation for what I as if do. I merely try a bit and that's all. I also have yet what to improve. We have nothing to fear for the world feeling better. It will not get better. God forbid, not that I wish it to the world, but the final goal, when it is now discovered, it awakens a deficiency for it. And for this reason, we, compared with it, will constantly feel ourselves that we have not yet achieved it. Because if here I have the final goal, I have to reach it. This is where the Creator is. This is where infinity is. And I have to reach it. And for the time being, I'm here. So now, this is all of humanity. Here are all human beings. And they now feel a bit with respect to the goal that they are not in the correct place, meaning the Rishimot revealed here. A Rishimo is revealed from a more advanced state. Number one, and for the time being, they're in condition zero. And the difference between these conditions, they feel as a minus, as suffering, as torments. This is the feeling of evil for them. But let's say that we will achieve this degree. We will rise. Immediately after this, we'll discover the new Rishimo. And once again, we'll discover the difference between us and the next degree, the Rishimo of the next degree, and the difference will be much more qualitative, much more complex. Like, let's say, I studied physics at school. I knew a few laws and how they work in the world. I came to the university, I start unfolding each and every law, I start seeing different things in it, different formulas, suddenly integrals, differentials, everything becomes much more complex, everything becomes much harder and non-simple and tied in between many things. Suddenly electricity is tied to the power of gravity, to electrons, chemistry, to what happens within the molecules. There also there are circle electrons. Suddenly everything becomes much more complex. That's cool. It was simple. Isn't it the same? It's the very same thing, only in a higher degree. After the university, I went for my doctorate. Ooh, that was, you know, the very same thing, very same foundations. Therefore, the world will come to us and discover itself in a much more complex form, way, and fashion. We have to learn it. By this, we study the Creator. By processing ourselves from within, by this, we become like Him. We become more eternal, more included of all of reality. We are tied within ourselves. The feeling is one of that you fulfill the whole world, that the whole world turns within. It's not in mind. It's in heart, it's in sensation and inner fulfillment. Therefore, there will be left enough of a deficiency and enough what to correct also for the grandchildren. And I wish we will ascend by these sufferings from degree to degree, because on the next degree, what we had here
in body
is we felt it bad in body, and here it will already be soul. Start sensing the extent to which you feel within the soul the revelation, the understanding, the connection with the fulfillment, meaning the deficiencies. They will always exist till we reach infinity, but each time these deficiencies that will be discovered will be more qualitative, where there is more and more and more lacking in a very narrow fashion. What is lacking is the Creator, the quality of love. That is what is lacking. You won't be lacking neither food, nor health, nor security for tomorrow. The Creator will be revealed that all the Rishimot, all these things come from Him. It comes from Him to you. But what you will be lacking is Him. And this deficiency that is discovered is good. So, always will we advance by the deficiencies. Let's yearn for a qualitative deficiency.
I have a question regarding this connection between world and Israel. When you were saying that at certain point world will be demanding correction and advancement from Israel. So basically what we have now, we're doing our dissemination, which is partially directed towards attracting points in the heart, but partially towards raising global consciousness. But basically from what I see is people who has point in the heart, if you like start talking to them, even in general terms, not Kabbalah terms, just human understanding, people with the point in the heart, they immediately understand. But when you start talking to people with no point in the heart, they're just yeah and what. We understand what you're telling us, but we cannot feel it, we cannot touch it, we cannot eat it, we cannot grab it. There is no way we can make those people think other way. So the only way is through correction from above, right? But the question is, what is dissemination? Well, like everything that we're doing basically is like is with everything we're doing towards that part of dissemination looks a waste because like people are just not hearing it. So, what is the dissemination? Is it like a playground basically for all of us to let's say exercise our spiritual
anivante. Bisera.
Yeah, I understood. Okay. First of all, you're talking a bit about the world that existed yesterday. Today's world is different. And tomorrow would be much more different than today. That's one thing. Secondly, what we disseminated to date, we used to disseminate material to the whole world as much as possible in all kind of places, in the even newspapers, internet, whatever we could do it. And what we tried to do was for general knowledge what is in the world, and that the world will need that wisdom because it explains to him It explains to him where is he existing, what is he exist for, the process, the essence of it. If to whoever is interested, if they're not interested, no, we don't touch the freedom of the individual. Everyone is in his place. We don't enter into anyone's space, into his personal space. Rather in a general form. And in fact, two things came out of it, out of this dissemination. We improved in it. We united through it. We grew through it, over it. We built groups, we built systems, translation, understanding of the language, how to build a newspaper, how to make clips, how to enter the internet and disseminate our material there. In that, we developed many people. We have to date many hundreds of people, at least 300-400 people, I think, who are dealing in dissemination, with dissemination in an internal way. They editors, they process the material, they know where to send it, they're people in charge of all kind of things. It's organization, it's a very big organization. And indeed we're succeeding. We're advancing in it pretty nicely. And the main thing is that we developed people who understand how to write, how to turn to the public. There's more to do, but indeed we have advanced. And our effort hasn't been in vain. I had a goal to grow people who would know how to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, to develop them. And now it's time for the desire to come from the world, for people to want to know what we know to do. And then there will be a contact point between what we manufacture to what they want. And what we will bring to the world will not remain just like that in the air, and only a few individuals with a point in their heart will come to us. Rather, the whole world will start to understand that what we're talking is not nonsense. These are logical things, and indeed talking about reality, indeed talking about the structure of reality, that this is the structure of society, that this is the goal. You see now they're gathering all these G20s, the great ones, seemingly, the great ones of the world. What are they going to talk about? What do they understand? It's a waste of talking. It's a pity. The main thing, I hope they'll talk at least about doing something together in the economy and avoid war. That's all. But what can they do? They don't know what is the global system in which we are at. So how can they do one step forward? They are unable. And then the trouble would reveal more and more. This crisis would last for many months until humanity will start to learn what is the true contact between people. Otherwise, it will not emerge from the crisis. And this is only the first crisis. There's, in front of us, there are the 10 blows, like in Egypt, for us to disconnect from our ego and build relationship with one another, as it is written, love thy neighbor as thyself. As much as we explain it to humanity, the quickest and the closest to their understanding, then we will save blows. And they would love to hear. So now we are in a state that our dissemination turns into something much more desirable, sought after. And we also have to learn a lot how to turn to them. But if beforehand there was no desire into which we could pour our knowledge, now there's going to be a desire, an external desire.
Actually, how to decouple physical dissemination work and spiritual dissemination, spiritual work. Is it?
You cannot discern between them. It's one of the same. There's no difference between them. If all our work is connection with the rest of the souls, on our degree it is connection between people. If I'm in contact with others, build the kli, the vessel in which the Creator will be revealed, then there is no difference for me. Bala Sulam writes about it in all his articles. What difference is there? Love the neighbor as thyself. This is the formation of the kli in which the Creator would be revealed. Where is he in the theoretical world? Where is he in the practical work? It's all practice. It's all action. If we still don't sense it in the following manner, then it's a problem in us. But not in reality. I'm sorry. There is no theory here. We are all solely in the action. Yes.
Наша сейчас цель...
Lolo, in English, please.
In English? Я только по-русски могу. Okay. I can try.
Мишу же итаргем.
Okay. Our aim, our goal is to bring to the peace unity and to explain that all our disaster. Все наши проблемы существуют за счет
объединения душ.
И ну что все проблемы мира в отсутствии ну понятия глобализации.
Они лояльны Башевамар. Ну.
Окей. Наша задача сейчас объяснить, вернее, принести миру понятие, почему, что беды мира, нашего мира, в основном из-за того, что...
Машила.
Вопрос такой.
The question is as follows. We have to explain to the world that we have to unite, that we're all one.
We need to explain to the world that we're all one and we need to unite.
Но говорить об этом с точки, что надо объединяться во имя Творца, бессмысленно, потому что у этих людей нет точки сердца.
But talk to them and say that we need to unite for the sake of the Creator, there's no sense. Since they don't have a point in the heart.
И Бааль Сулам в своей статье «Мир» говорит, что объединение не во имя Творца, и одна из стран, Россия, из-за этого очень здорово пострадает еще.
And Бааль Сулам in his article, the peace talks about the country which suffered because of for that particular reason.
То есть объединение не во имя Творца хуже, чем необъединение. И то есть вот я не понимаю, как можно сейчас миру объяснить.
So that's the question how to explain to the world what to do.
Meaning it is written in Bala Sulam's article, The Peace, that the Russians, because they wanted to rule, to bring a just division between people or sharing between people, that everyone would receive the minimum he needs to in order to live, and the rest of the money and manufacturing will go to the general society. This is how the whole body is working. Say, this is the body. Yeah? And in this body there is the heart and lungs and kidneys and liver, pancreas, and so on. Yeah, there are parts, organs. Each and every organ has a minimum reception and maximum giving. This is how each and every organ in our body, each and every part is working. Hence, each and every organ gained a general incorporated life. If each one will do differently, the whole body will suffer, and this organ will suffer to the extent that it is causing damage to the whole body, and then the whole body will die, and the organ will die. There's no other choice. We must work by this condition. Maximum giving and minimum whatever we need is a necessity for his own life to receive. When an egoistic person looking at it, for him it's terrible because he does not comprehend what he acquired. By me giving the maximum, I am receiving from the whole body, I am receiving vitality, livelihood from the whole body, because the whole body become mine. That we cannot comprehend. The communists in Russia, by pressure, the KGB torturing, he wanted to do it as a law. And then they killed about 40 million people and still did not manage to reach such distribution. They say, oh, but this is justice. That's what should be in human society. This is how a healthy body is working. Why can't we do that? Why shouldn't we do it? But they did it by force. How do you write in English? KGB, like that? This is what they have done. Not by education, not by explanation, not by correction of man. Now, how can we correct the person? Say, now we need to explain them the same. Explain the same to the public. How can we say to the public? So we have to tell a person that whatever you earn the livelihood of the whole body. Why can we now come and explain? Because if we will not execute that condition, we will die. Humanity will not be able to exist. We see what happened today. The beginning of the initial blow in the banks. What things it can cause in the world. What terrible things. We don't even sense it yet. There's no consequences yet. Everyone in his life just hear on the radio, on TV. You just hear what people said that might happen. Oh, someone being fired there of their job. What does it mean? If the millions would go to the streets, unemployed, who will feed them? Who would feed them? If tomorrow the whole industry would stop, who will give the masses food? Where do you get what the unemployed deserve from the government? From the surplus of manufacturing. But there won't be a surplus, there won't be manufacturing. The unemployed will get nothing. What would be? So we are acting not in a state where the communists worked. They made hunger. They made hunger artificially in order to force people into kolkhoz, into connection. We are not doing this hunger, the Creator is doing it. He does it in order to connect us. It is a completely different situation. It is much worse than the KGB. It's all over the world. And Baal HaSulam explained to us that the Boe, the Creator, is the law of nature. you can ask for it whatever you want. But if you jump from the 10th floor, you'll fall exactly according to the formula that we have in the law of gravity. Nothing will help you. It's a law. Therefore, if we do not start to be ready to be for this law, we're not tuning ourselves to be together like this law demands, it's going to be terrible, like in the body where the diseases are revealed in this body, when the organs are not interrelated, they're not interconnected. We must connect, like one village, one system. The butterfly effect. What is the butterfly effect? There is one point here which is the called butterfly, a little smaller spot, which affects the whole world. So we who are coming nowadays to address humanity, we explain to them, the Russians wanted to do it artificially. We have nothing artificial here. We come and say, and explain, look guys, there's a medicine. There is a medicine. I have a medicine. Versus what? Versus the blows, this blow. In the meantime, it's just in, they're going to appear in hunger. Later on in diseases, plagues. Later on the climate. Later on all kind of other things. And along with it, what despair, what the blow of drugs, suicides, divorce. Can you understand what that situation is going to be spinned into? So we are coming nowadays, we don't have to beg anyone. We're coming with an explanation. What does this global world mean? What does it mean, one kli? What is arvut? Meaning, we are only explaining the law. Hence, it is not like it used to be in the old days. Now, the question, his question is just, he asked correctly. Our friend, he say, if we will explain to them about the Creator, who is Creator? What's Creator? If I have a point in the heart, yes, I'm searching for Him as a cause for all of my situation. I have a longing for something. Why? Because the point in the heart is called a soul.
A soul means a part of godliness from above. So there's the Creator here, which is divinity, Elohim, or Elohim. There is Him, and within me, within my body, there's a part of Him. And I, and when this point awakens within me, I start yearning for Him. So if I start yearning for Him, tell me about Him, I come to you, I listen, you tell me about the Creator, who He is, what He is. Ah, I listen, I want it, because I have a part of Him. But if I do not have a part of Him, He's right. He's as He say, what will we explain to Him? So we're not talking about the Creator, we erase Him. We say nature. The nature, not Creator. It's one and the same. It's one and the same. We're talking about nature. Now this new law is revealed towards us in nature where we have to be tied with one another. Nature is one, one general force of love, of bestowal, and it upholds these bodies in harmony. For this reason, everything exists in harmony, and we're outside of that harmony. In nature, all these parts are arranged in mutual understanding, and we're in mutual hatred. We are the harmful, only harmful part in reality. And we take biologists, dialogists, psychologists, even finance people, these bankers, they all say that in what world we are, everything is round, everyone is tied, what will we do? We're taking them together, and they're starting to talk to the whole world. Only we're not talking about the creator, we're talking about we're not saying the creator, we're saying nature. Very simple then. We'll learn together how to do it. Well, the beautiful side of us, of ours. Yes?
Without knowing the root of our souls and our place in the common soul, how will each of us determine our place in this work towards the whole of humanity? There'll be many projects that are already ongoing and surely many, many more opening up. How do we find our place?
How can we find a place for each and every one and all of us together, and what way to advance and which way to approach humanity, how to tell them? We'll have to learn how to do this. I also don't know how to do it. I maybe know a bit more. I see a bit more broadly maybe than a few other people. But in truth, I discover these things anew each and every day. Because Kabbalah, it is a practical study, like Adam HaRishon, Abraham, and the same way as all the Kabbalists discovered it. We also discovered it. Today, we're in a new state, and the next stage of all of humanity, it never existed in history. And since it never existed, we can't say, how will it be corporealized? Baal HaSulam, he writes about this, that he doesn't know what the next stage is, and he can't know, because things that still did not happen, we don't know. It never happened. And to talk about the form that does not exist in matter, it's philosophy, it's unrealistic, uncertain, and for this reason we do not engage in it. We engage the very same way as we learn, as we study in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. We study matter and form clothed in matter. A judge has only what his eyes see, whatever is corporealized. This I can learn from this I learn, and I can take a step forwards, but whatever, or only when I have this picture in my hand for sure, and what is not certain, I don't talk about it at all. This is how we have to advance. And therefore, we'll study together what happens in the world on a daily basis. As a result of our rules, we'll advance. Because there is a law. We, each and every one of us, advances personally towards the goal the very same way. All of us, the whole group, as one man, can advance for the goal the very same way the whole world advances as one man towards the goal, towards the Creator. So, as a result of the analysis and synthesis of this whole situation, we could advise the whole world of how to advance. We'll do it and succeed because we're the messengers of the Creator, and each one has to find himself a place in dissemination, participation, because by this will he advance and find his final correction. Okay? So everyone together, from within the general system, will show an example to the world, a nice example, and by this we'll achieve, we'll merit the revelation of divinity. Thank you, and we'll continue next lesson.
Thank you all.